A lecture series and mentorship programs are a few of the new initiatives the University at Buffalo's Department of Surgery is launching this year to help address systemic racism and healthcare inequality. Other initiatives include research opportunities for underrepresented students interested in the field of surgery and developing meaningful relationships in the Fruit Belt and Delavan Grider communities, the two neighborhoods where UB's affiliate hospitals are located. The initiative's first public event, a Thursday evening lecture called Beyond the Knife, runs as an annual event. UBMD President of Surgery Dr. Steven Schweitzberg says the medical community is heeding the call to create a more equitable and diverse world through their initiatives.
It is so disappointing, just so disappointing that we are still dealing with this in a country founded on the principles that all people are created equal. Words are just not enough. At the end of the day, as Carol said, we are what we do far more than what we say, what we write on billboards, what we tweet, our memes, or our Facebook messages.
Author, political activist, and lecture keynote speaker Dr. Cornel West says access to healthcare is one of the worst forms of inequality in the United States.
And the very fact that we could be the richest nation in the history of the world and still have so many of our all colors, disproportionately Black and brown and indigenous, who don't have access to high quality healthcare, that's a major indictment on the country.
On the subject of the COVID-19 vaccine and the perceived reluctance of the African American community to get vaccinated, West says that reluctance is due in part because of a long history of medical atrocities committed against African Americans.
We know what white supremacy has done to Black people in terms of its deeds, its practices, its distortions, its violations, and so forth.
But by educating and outreach, he says Black medical professionals can do a lot to assuage vaccine fears.
But we believe that it's best for them, and we have been willing to test it ourselves before them, to put ourselves on the line, to take a risk in which ourselves really constitutes what's at stake, and then convey it to them and say, oh, lo and behold, we can show you.
More information on the Department of Surgery's initiatives can be found at medicine.buffalo.edu. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.